بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لو ذهبت فنظرت ما فعل الصبي. الحديث. We were still reading this hadith that how Allah Ta'ala had made Mecca Sharif to become inhabited and how it has become the city of Mecca, the vibrant city of Mecca till today. So we read that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam came with his family and dropped them here in Mecca, which of course that time it was just a barren desert, nothing whatsoever there. And then he left them and went away. And she trusted on Allah as her husband had told her, and how Allah Ta'ala's help had come. As we go along the hadith, we should take particular notice of how Allah Ta'ala's help comes and also what is required from our side. Though we are extremely, extremely weak, but we should take a lesson from here and see how Allah Ta'ala's help comes. Like for example, many times we say we have made so much dua, but our dua doesn't seem to be getting accepted. Or we say, for how long must we make sabr? Yeah, we learn the lesson that how we have to make sabr and how much dua we have to make. So Hazrat Hajira, when she was looking for water for her son and how desperate she had become, in there also is a great lesson for us, that dua alone is not enough. We must make an effort also. And how she went out and made an effort. And in her heart was a dua all the time. But she did not just sit and become like a fatalist and just resort to dua and see. Or not, some people don't even make dua. We just hope it. We must make dua and we have to make an effort also. And what an effort she made also, running between Safa and Marwa 7 times. All the time her gazes on Allah, for the help of Allah, and making this desperate effort, one woman alone there out in the desert. So she said that, let me now go and see what's happening to my son. That concern also was in her heart, looking for water also for her son, and also what's happening, what's going to happen to my son, small little infant baby. فَذَهَبَتْ فَنَظَرَتْ فَإِذَا هُوَ عَلَىٰ حَالِهِ. So she went to where the son was, and that tree that was just where the Kaaba, near the Kaaba somewhere, and there she now went and see her son, that on what condition is he. And she found him on the same condition as she left him, كَأَنَّهُ يَنْشَغُ لِلْمَوْتِ, as though he is on the verge of dying. We can imagine what the plight of a woman is there. And she was old in age at that time. By miracle, Allah had given her the son in her old age. And her husband was also so old. And yeah, she is now with the little child and she is desperately looking for water. فَلَمْ تُقِرُّهَا نَفْسُهَا فَقَالَتْ. And her heart did not give her satisfaction. In other words, she is desperate for her son's sake, desperate for water, and she did not find comfort, and she was desperately worried, very, very worried, what is going to happen to my son, to me, here in this place. فَقَالَتْ, and then she thought again in her heart, لَوْ ذَهَبْتُ فَنَظَرْتُ لَعَلِّي أُحِسُّ أَحَدًا. Let me go again, and look again, perhaps I will find somebody. Like when a person is desperate and the only little hope that somebody can be there to help me, she goes again and wants to get some help. فَذَهَبَتْ فَسَعِدَتِ الصَّفَى. And she went and she climbed again on the Mount Safa. And again from there she looked if there is anybody who can help me. فَنَظَرَتْ وَنَظَرَتْ فَلَمْ تُحِسَّ أَحَدًا. She looked and looked, but she did not know sign of a human being, of anything whatsoever. Just dead still. And this was in the daytime, and the sun beating down on the Arab desert. How it must have been, and no sign of anything whatsoever, no life whatsoever anywhere there. But she was still making her effort all the time. This teaches us also, we must not give up the effort. حتى أتمت سبعا, until she completed 7 rounds between Safa and Marwa, Marwa back to Safa, So far back to Marwa, in this way, 7th round she had completed. And this we all know that till today the Haji, the one going for Umrah, is to do this all the time. How Allah had loved it and how Allah had made it a living reality and a living thing till the day of Qiyamah, that the people will be going between Safa and Marwa 7 times. Right at this moment, how many people are going between Safa and Marwa? Allah did not have a statue made there of Hajar alayhi salam that she's running and we just going to pay homage to it and see it. Allah made us that statue, a living statue, that we move ourselves up and down. Man running between the two green lights and reviving that historical event. What a great historical event that Allah Ta'ala had made, and we are living it, we are living it practically and physically. Allah made it. Summa qalat, and then she thought again after she completed the 7th round. Lo zahabtu fa nazartu ma fa'al. Now let me go and see again what's my son doing. That worry also all the time, what's happening to my son. Faidha hiya bi sawti. Now she heard a voice, a sound. Some sound, a voice she heard. Faqalat aghith in kana indaka khayrun. She said, help me if you are some, if there is some goodness in you. If you can help me, what is the sound? If there is some help, then help me whoever you are. Maybe a jinn, whoever it can be. And it was an angel. It was Jibreel alayhi salam. She heard the sound. She said, please help me. فَإِذَا جِبْرِيلُ فَقَالَ بِأَقْبِهِ هَاكَذَا. Then it was Jibreel alayhi salam, suddenly he appeared there in human form. He appeared and it was Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. And then he brought the water up by his heel. And how did he do it? وَغَمَزَ بِأَقْبِهِ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ. He took his heel and struck it on the ground where the Zamzam is today. And that is where Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam was lying. Then from there the water started gushing forward. فَانْبَثَقَ الْمَاءُ فَدَهِشَتْ أُمُّ سُلَيْهِ إِسْمَعِيلِ. And then the water started gushing forth. And Ismail alayhi salam's mother, Hazrat Hajira, was astonished with this, how the water was coming. فَجَعَلَتْ تَحْفِنُ. And she started cupping it, walling it up, making a little pond around it in order to ward it, which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, had she not done that, it would have flowed like a river, like the river Nile is flowing till today, Euphrates, Tigris, there should be also a river that would have flown. But it is there, a pond, and the water of it is reaching the four corners of the world today. After more than 14, how many years, from the time of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam till now, maybe roughly 8,000 years, and that water is just flowing and gushing forth all the time. When they tried and looked for the source of the water, the well itself is very, very small. At the most, two square meters is the wall. In fact, 2 cubic meters, that's all what the well is, not more than that. But the water is just gushing all the time. And it is coming there from Jannat. It is a river of, it is a well of Jannat which Allah Ta'ala had sent. So here we learn that we will be tested also. We give up very quickly. We made 1-2 times du'as, 10-20 times du'as, now we are satisfied, now we feel that no, now we are tired. Or we make sabr, we can't make sabr anymore. But to make sabr on all the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. As narrated by somebody, a doctor who had realized that insurance policies are haram, he cancelled all his insurance policies. Then immediately after that, about a week, he suffered some loss, a car got stolen or something. But he said, it's Allah's command and I'm not going to go back to insurance. And then Allah opened so much of dunya also upon him. So if we make that sabr which is required, and we remain firm on the commands of Allah, but we become very quickly weak, and we look for alternative routes which are against the teachings of Allah and His Rasul, and then we suffer the consequences our whole life. But if we remain firm with our du'as, with sabr, etc., and then inshallah Allah's help definitely comes. And when Allah's help comes, a person becomes an example for people for years and years. Hazrat Hajira, the whole family, Ismail alayhi salam, the Qurbani, everything what they did, what test they went through and how they passed the test. But then Allah made them to be living with us till the day of Qiyamah. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand these realities. وآخر دعوانا.